Beautiful one, here we are at the February new moon 2021 during a Mercury retrograde period and a month that I have named the February focus. So how has your focus been? Where is your focus? What needs focus? What needs to be brought into focus with clearer vision? These are all the elements of what this Mercury retrograde period in this new moon is bringing in, this energy that has three significant focuses. First, being transforming timelines, really reevaluating and recalibrating how your focus is invested in time and where is the line that you are putting that energy into for your focus to move forward in your life. These are big questions that we're all asking individually and collectively. And what we'll find is literally we're transforming a whole new timeline for ourselves. You'll come out of this month if you've really allowed yourself to honor what February is offering during this time of the Mercury retrograde and this time right now of the new moon that's working into what are the new intentions and creations. And these intentions and creations, they are transforming a whole new timeline of how we're investing time and where our focus is. So you want to create your manifesting new moon ritual with really looking at and reevaluating and setting intentions on what's ready to be recalibrated into focus. And how is that shifting and transforming your own personal timeline of life? And then secondly, new foundations. We are asking the big questions right now on where is the focus and where is it being placed? What are we committed to? The old ways that have held the foundation in our lives, they are reshaping. I mean, there's no denying it and we can see it. And a new way for you is placing you on a path in your life for your energy to be focused into a foundation for the future that is true for you in full alignment of what is right for you. Not someone else's foundation for your footing or your groundedness and sense of being in your life. No, the focus is coming into the new foundation for what is placing you in the position to reshape the creations of what is next for you. Which brings me to the third focus. The third focus is about the connection charge. It's what do you feel this charge, if it's not being focused into the connection that wants to reshape something new in your life, then what you will find is your emotions may be overflowing in lots of different ways that are not having the proper grounded, focused outlet of what wants to be created for you. What does this charge that you're feeling, and this charge that you may be feeling could make you feel really empowered and good and directional with your life, or it can be making you feel disempowered and stirring up many not so great feelings. February focus here on this new moon, channel it into, ground it into, bring it into the embodiment of what wants to be created for you next. What are those intentions? You're going to find the timeline in your life is ready to be transformed. What are you putting your energy into? What wants to be created? Really giving yourself a chance to name and claim and allow the true transformation that's ready for you. And what are those intentions? What are those creational intentions that needs to be brought into focus? Or where you're going to place your focus to bring it alive and plant it on a new foundation in a new way that feels real and true for you, that aligns and matches with your future dreams and intentions ready to come through. This is the call right now. What are those new foundations? Allowing yourself to get rooted and allowing yourself to get grounded and footed in that sense of being for yourself. And using your faith and your focus to create those roots. And allowing whatever charge that you're feeling coming through for you right now. I'd like to have it be soul-inspired for you. A soul-inspired charge. That's where you have your most powerful, potent energy coming through in that charge connection for what wants to be created. This is what I'm doing inside the soul-inspired manifesting. There is still time to join. This is the last week that anybody can join because after we get through, so you still can join along with us. We've already done one live session and we have three more coming up. It's on replay too. And you can join right now and still have time to use this powerful soul-inspired manifesting series to get clear and call in and create that foundation with your dream and bring in that focus for one important goal and dream that you're ready to bring more life to. So during this power time of the February focus and this new moon, while we're in a Mercury retrograde, the momentum is going to pick up once we hit March. But our clarity that we bring forth right now is going to be essential so that our energy is moving with what we want to be creating. So allowing ourselves to get into this natural rhythm that nature is offering us, like get into the rhythm of your own nature. And now more than ever, it's important. You know why? Your dreams matter. And what's inside your heart and what wants to come alive, the world needs that right now. You being alive and manifesting and creating, use this time to impress upon the field of all possibilities, the quantum field, the universal life field. Get in that union, pen to paper, antenna to God, to the universe, to source, what wants to come through. We need you more alive. This is why in this time right now of all this change that's going on in the world, you being inside your soul-inspired dreams and life and goals is what we need right now. So use this time during the new moon to get clear. What are those intentions? How can I charge that connection stronger? And allow it to become something, moving with the natural magnetic power and boosting time we are in right now for this new moon during a Mercury retrograde. Because when it starts to pick up in March, that clarity of that blueprint that you have, that you've given to what you want to create, will allow miraculous momentum to move forward for you. I want that for you. We need this in the world. We need you coming fully alive with what brings your heart at peace and in joy and deeply in the frequency of what fills you with love for your life. Let that be your focus. How can you transform the timelines right now? Creating a new foundation and charging that charge that you're feeling into the connection that matters and builds with the momentum. So use the powerful steps to create your ritual of what you want to create. And if you would like to be in a supportive container, really bringing it in close over the next few weeks, then I have that for you here in the Soul Inspired Manifesting Series, and I'd love to have you join. Also, I want to extend out the Healers and Helpers workshop that I did live on this day of the new moon. The replay is going to be available. This is a call out for anybody with your gifts and your talents. This is the time. What needs to be brought alive? What needs to be brought alive in your gifts, skills, knowledge, wisdom out into the world more? The call is out for your light to shine. And we need the illumination for those of you that are feeling that call to step up and shine in a bigger, brighter way. So I'm going to invite you to find time today, tomorrow, or early into the weekend to take space and be with yourself and create your ritual of what you intend to create. Ignite it, light it, and bring it alive inside so that it may radiate out into what's ready to come forth for you next. And allowing that synchronizing truth of your soul to speak, to shine, and to show up for your life. So this February new moon is all about the focus. What needs to be focused? Where is your focus? Giving space for what wants to come into focus. Really allowing that. I want to invite you to just take from the time of this new moon till the full moon and just open up more space. Creation comes in when there's more space. And do this in a way where you're unplugging from so much of the world and you're tuning in more to the truth in your heart to speak. Go out in nature a little bit more than what you have been. Unplug from sources of the world at the end of the night, and don't plug in so quickly in the beginning of the day. Allow the space for you to magnetize, because that's what the moon does. This moon cycle that we're in is all about reshaping and reshifting and reviewing. And this is going to create a trajectory that's going to shape 2021 and beyond. That is transforming a timeline in your life, creating a new foundation, and taking this charge that you feel inside of you and really connecting it to the gifts, to the loving gifts your life wants to give you and that you have to offer to the world. Tune in and turn on. What is the focus that you can place your faith in for the foundation that wants to come through right now in this time in February? And let that be the emanating frequency that radiates out from you and into your life and brings the miraculous impact in your inspiring intentions and your manifesting momentum for the future that's being created right now with where our focus is. Simply begin by asking these questions as you go into your manifesting ritual for this time of the new moon. What's my focus? What are those intentions that need to be brought into focus? Where do I need more focus? Not in a critical, berating way, but just allowing it to come in to clear view and focus. Where do I need more focus? What do I want to create bringing in this new focus? This allows you to create the container for your commitments. What are you committed to? And that becomes the carrier for the future that is calling you forward in your dreams. May this power time of deep reflection and connection bring alive your soul-inspired dreams with clear focus and readiness for the new foundation that is shaping and transforming the timeline of your life. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.